You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We learned from the Golem of the past, from the likes of the Chasam Sofer that we will address shortly, and transmitted those teachings to thousands of young men and women here in the White Shul and throughout the United States. For him, it was a labor of love. But I have to admit the truth. I have not Rabbi Polkowitz's eloquence. I don't have his learning or his wisdom, but as indicated, he did teach us to learn from the Gedolim of the past, and I'd like to attempt to do that this morning together with you. What better tribute to his memory, especially on a yahrzeit, than for us to learn even more Torah, and may it be an aliyah for his neshama. So let's begin with page one, passage one. Rav said we're going to learn Torah this morning. Not my Torah, the Torah of the Chasam Sofer. We have nothing to worry about. Passage one is from a wonderful sefer, one of the many additions to the Tshuvos of the Chasam Sofer, called Likutei Tshuvos Chasam Sofer. You just go to a Sforim store and buy a set of the Shavos and Tshuvos Chasam Sofer, you don't have all the Shavos and Tshuvos. You have to buy about seven extra volumes today. This is one of them. Here's a beautiful tshuva. We're going to read it. We won't skip any words. We'll start from the beginning. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. So the first line of this particular letter, actually. Press Bur, Yom Beis, Ches Kislev, Tovkuf Ayin Ches Lufrat Kota. So this translates to October 1817. And dates are going to be important for us. October 1817, the Chasam Sofer is already the Gadol Hador. Jose Kador, he's had been many years in Pressburg. He first came to Pressburg, today called Bratislava, in 1806. Achayim v'asholom li'ishu v'esel, he did not shi harabondi ha'sholom ha'muklo tzadik nisko kvod morenu harab Mordechai Leib ero yoy. So he's writing to a Jew by the name of Rav Mordechai Leib, obviously a Talmud Chacham, the imos, the yamino, kosebes, hagasa, I got your letter. Yidei ochid, Sheyichya, Reisi, Hine Neder Godol Nodar Lelokei Yisrael. I got your letter, and I see that you made a neder, you made a vow to God. Ushloach, Zatzal, Lispalel, Ulvakesh Rachmim, Al Rosa Dino, Vichen Ye Ose. So, briefly, this Talmud Chacham sends a letter to the Chasam Sofer. I'd like someone to pray at the grave of a great tzaddik, and I'm asking you for help. Yokum Dvoro, I will see to it that it happens. Vanie Yashliach Ladova Bitzos Hashem, Kasher Yitzavim Maloso, I will do exactly what you want me to do. Is Palel, Lishtateach, Al Kever Isha, Elokim Kodosh, Mori, Virabi, Hagon. I'm going to pray at the, make sure that prayers are recited on behalf, presumably of someone who is ill, at the grave of my Rebbe. His Rebbe was Reb Nosson Adler. Yishlach Liyodi Leerech Odom Zahob, it's going to cost you a coin, Adam Zohar. V'atzav eleze tzadikim mitalmidov. I'll send a message to Frankfurt am Main, which is where Nosson Adler was buried. And of course, that's where the Chasam Sofer was born, and where he was a Talmud Lubav of Rav Nosson Adler. V'atzav eleze tzadikim mitalmidov. I'll send a message to Frankfurt. I'll find some of his talmidim, and of course, if the request is coming from me, it'll be taken care of. Yasu kasher atzav aleya. Now, something unexpected, some more information from the Chasam Sofer about his Rebbe. When I poured water on his hands, metaphor for serving him, when I served my Rebbe, I was Meshamesh, my Rebbe. Nosson Adler was born in Frankfurt am Main, lived almost his entire life in Frankfurt am Main, but in 1783 he was put in Kehrim by the Rabbanim of Frankfurt am Main. And he was forced to leave Frankfurt am Main. And for 4 years, he was in Golos, as it were, from Frankfurt. And he became chief rabbi of a small town in Moravia, part of the Czech Republic today, called Baskovice, in German and in Yiddish, Baskovice. And the Chasam Sofer, when his Rebbe went into Golos, the Chasam Sofer went into Golos. And the Chasam Sofer left his family, left his culture, and he went wherever his Rebbe went. He went together with his Rebbe to a makom nidach, to this small town called Baskovice. Lo yelokim ben katan ubas achas, And my Rebbe had two children. He had a son and a daughter. And he had a daughter who was about 12 years old. Ahuva lo v'masa. He loved her. And especially for her good deeds. Ki'imo came bito. The mother and the daughter, they were one and the same. Some sofer knew his Rebbe. He knew the Rebbetzin. He knew, of course, the children. Yevshel l'sapir shvacha. It's impossible to tell over all her wonderful milos. Unfortunately, she died a youngster. No tears were seen from my Rebbe. When Jew was supposed to say Gamzu L'tov, whatever Hashem does, Hashem does. Vayomatzdi kadin b'simcha gdola v'niflo ashel ra'isi mimendu dugmaso b'tfilas simchas Torah. I didn't see such simcha in my Rebbe when he was in Ovel. Not even on Simchas Torah was so much joy seen in his face. Ach b'yom ha-Shabbos, but on the Shabbos of Avelus. Parshas Vayera, and happened to be Parshas Vayera. And the din is on Shabbos, there's no Avelus but Fahesya. Be especially careful. So, no, of course there's Avelus, but there's no Avelus but Fahesya. So on Shabbos, of course, he came to Shul, and he davened in Shul. Nassan Adler over the coin, and of course he always had every Shabbos in Frankfurt as well as in Boskovitz. He had the Aliyah of coin and he had Maftir, the two Aliyahs that a coin can have. So if he wouldn't accept an Aliyah on Shabbos, it would be Avelus b'Fahesi. We come also a Shabbos shebetoch Hashiva Lomona Me'anal. Ozbi Omro Haftorah, so he was reading the Haftorah at Shabbos. Zolak Demo Echod Me'eno. One tear fell from his eye. The Kiblo Viado, and he caught it in his hand. Miach Koza V'nefach Yachir, and then he caught himself. He realized that he was engaging in Avelus B'Fahesya. He caught himself. V'nefach Yachir, and he was back to his happy so, the Shuvlo Nirabo, Shum Remes, Atzlus, Lohiski, Shmo Klal, Lohoyelo, Vlad Acher, Leola. Never had any children after his first two children. Well, Solazer Shum Tachbula, he didn't engage in any kind of Kabbalistic or mystical activities to create a miracle so that he could have another daughter. Ganki Ladati Chladal Imenu Orach. Physically, some sofer says it wasn't possible for him to have children anymore. Lo rotza ladriach klapei malo, even though he was a great mekubal, he performed miracles all the time. If you read the writings of the some sofer, you'll learn about them. But for himself, that he should have another child, he refused to engage in this kind of effort, any kind of Kabbalistic aid. Because sometimes if something goes awry, engaging in this kind of Kabbalistic activity could lead Chas v'Shalom to the death of his wife. That he didn't want to do. Sofer was married. His first wife's name was Sarah, his second wife's name was Sarah. Also Sarah. And his first wife, who was married for many years, he had no children. And some sofer is writing now, and I too never went to my Rebbe. I could have asked my Rebbe. My Rebbe could have recited a Kabbalistic formula. I would have had children. But I know that he didn't do it for himself. And if he wouldn't do it for himself, I wasn't going to be matriarch my Rebbe. Kol she'ein doche kasho, whoever doesn't force God's hand, as it were, ein asho dochato. You won't be put into a difficult position. And of course, as you know, that some sofer was zochet to marry a second time after his first wife died, and he married the daughter of Akiva Eger, and of course, he had many, many children, grandchildren, and so on. Every enikel of the some sofer is automatically an enikel of Rabbi Akiva Eger. The Harbe Rebbe Chatzolo, the fun of Yisbarach Shmo, Hashem has many ways to aid those in need. Now, before I analyze this further, I just want to at least explain one line that it was Shabbos Parshas Vayera. And the reason I know this is because my bar mitzvah was on Parshas Vayera, so I know the Haftarah very well. I know exactly what happened. So it's not spelled out here, so we have to make sure that everybody realizes what happened. So that's a famous parasha in Sefer Melachim, Melachim Beis. Indeed, as Rabbi Polkowitz loved to teach Nach all the time, and was always citing Pesukim from Nach in his Roshos. So in Melachim Beis, Perek Dalet is a famous story. It begins with Yeshua Achas, and Shei B'nei HaNaviim, and then it goes on to tell a story about Shunem, that Elisha used to visit a town in Eretz Yisrael called Shunem. And when he came to Shunem, he needed a place to stay. And there was a wonderful woman, an elderly woman, her husband. They provided, not only did they provide Nasas Ochim for him, but they actually built him, I won't say a penthouse, but a small room in addition to the house where he could rest comfortably and so on. And he wanted to return the favor, and he was wondering what he could do for this elderly couple, and he actually asked the Isha Shunamis, and she says, "Nothing, I don't need anything, I have everything I need." But he learns from Gehazi that they have no children. Old couple had no children. When he learns that, so of course he calls her in, and he tells her, "Year from today, you will give birth to a child, a son." She didn't ask for a son, but she got a son. And you know the story, a little short while later, he's a young boy, unfortunately, stroke, he dies, and she's beside herself. And she comes to Elisha and she says to Elisha, "Did I ask for a son? Didn't I tell you I didn't want anything? What did you do?" It's incredible. So here he is, nothing out of the video. Noah Velus Fafahesia. He reads the story about a woman who had one child and the child dies. And one tear flows through his eye. That's just so you should understand the passage. Now, this is a remarkable passage in the writings of the Sam Sofer for many reasons. We learn about a tzaddik, his Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler. He teaches us that when your emotions move in one direction and halacha moves in another direction, it's necessary to overcome your emotions and follow the halacha. But I'm more interested in the Talmud, the Sam Sofer. Look who the Sam Sofer is. Sam Sofer is a Talmud. He also has to say the Haftarah also with everybody else in Jewish, right? He's watching his Rebbe. He's watching every move his Rebbe makes. And he sees one tear. No one else in Shul saw it. He saw one tear falling from the eyes of his Rebbe. That's the Sam Sofer. The Sam Sofer was just an incredible Mishamesh Rabbo. And when he says, Lo Zozo Yodi Mitoch Yodo, he means it. Wherever his Rebbe went, he went, and whatever his Rebbe did, he watched, and whatever his Rebbe said, he listened and absorbed, and never forgot. Who else would have noticed in the middle of the Torah that his Rebbe, a tear was falling from the eye of his Rebbe? Sam Sofer teaches us here what it means when it says in Pirkei Avos, HaTorah Niknes, and one of those dvarim is shibush chacham. What it means to serve a rebbe, to be mishamesh a rebbe, to minister to the needs of a rebbe, and we could all learn from that and should remember that we have that obligation as well. Indeed, the Sam Sofer would often chastise his students. Several of the students recorded this in separate diaries. He used to turn to his Talmidim in the yeshiva in Presburg, and he used to say to them, "I was a better Talmud than you are. I never missed a shiur. I never came late to a shiur. I was always prepared for the shiur." And the boys, the knees would be shaking. They're getting muscles from the Sam Sofer. "Yes, I was a better Talmud than you are." But then the Sam Sofer would smile, and he would add, "But the reason I was a better Talmud is because I had a better Rebbe than you had." That was the Sam Sofer. We go to page 2, passage 2. This is from the Drushos of the Sam Sofer. The exact reference is at the top of the page. And we'll read it. We'll read parts of it, if not all. Hesped Mar. Here's a hesped that the Sam Sofer gave over his Rebbe. And I stress the word hechosid. Look at the word hechosid. That's why it's on the line. Asher holach lo lomo b'kilu gedosha Frankfurt, Main, b'yom chav zayin elul. He died in Frankfurt, chav zayin elul. The year is 1800. Rav Sam Sofer is not yet in Pressburg. He's in Mattersdorf. Nikbar l'morochoso b'yom b'yom chav ches hanal. Tov kuf samich l'frat chotan. He died on, the burial was on the next day, the 28th day of elul. He heard about it. It took 4 weeks, almost 4 weeks, for him to learn that his Rebbe died. And it was already Tishrei Tov Kuf Samech Aleph, which is still 1800. This So listen to what the Sam Sofer says. The minute he heard that his Rebbe died, he was masfit his Rebbe. Liyoso Adayim Betov Shloshim Lishchivoso, because it was still within the Shloshim. He wanted to be Masfid is Rebbe, while he was in Shoshim. Lo Rotzinu La'achro. And then follows a long, incredible drasha. It's unbelievable that anybody could give such a drasha. But that's the Sam Sofer, no problem. He gave the Sam Sofer, gave a drasha filled with Torah. Hapu fellow. These are little excerpts that I took out from the drasha. V'ani b'chalom v'ra'isi v'chum sha'asarim l'uvesh ha'asarim. I was dreaming, says the Sam Sofer, and I saw Hamisha Chumshei Torah, dressed in black, in mourning. V'sha'alti madua shchorim levushecha. I asked the Chumashim, why are you dressed in black? V'shivuni alo yadata minog ir ma'adacha. Don't you know the minog of Frankfurt? V'yom tanis tzibur malbishim sefer Torah shchorim. They cover up all the Sifrei Torah in the Aron Kodesh with black cloth. V'yikotz, I woke up, v'hinei chalom. It was a dream, and he was frightened. What was it? He knew that the dream meant something. V'nei ames came in our Kibbutz Dosha Frankfurt of Al Pisro, no Dalono Ato, but now I found out when the Shvua came, my Rebbe died. He had that dream shortly before, or maybe exactly when his Rebbe died. Ki HaTorah Mitzvah Beles, Alat Meis, the Torah itself is mourning the death of Reb Nosson Adler. Mos HaTzadik Morona Zatzal. Ki Mi Yigdar Gidro Mi Yamo Bepirsa, who is left to defend the Torah? Who will answer all the different questions that we have and the problems that we have? Me, Yifare Karim, Oino Lonu Shechion Luzman Azeh, woe to us that my Rebbe is no longer alive. Yigiono Alaylo Azeh, Lechol Bam Rorim, and Nebuchadnezzar came to this evening when we eat Moror. Alto Itzul and Achameni, don't hurry to comfort me. Ki Godol Kayon Shivri, my wound is so great. Leroy Lifkos, and I am worthy of mourning his death. The man about his fader, Ani Reisiv Yosef Vidorish Kemoshe Mitiagvura, Ani Ratzti Acharov Meya Parsos. You're not going to find this anywhere else. Of any other God will be Israel in modern times who could say this. Ani Ratzti Acharov Meya Parsos. I ran 100 parsos after him when he was forced to leave Frankfurt. I ran after the carriage. Reb Nosson Adler wouldn't let him on the carriage. Reb Nosson Adler said, your mother lives here. Your family lives here. You can't leave. And he ran and ran for over a mile following the carriage until Reb Nosson Adler said, I have no braver. I have to take you on the carriage. And took him on his carriage to Baskins. We are Zafti Beis Imi. Some say his father died in earlier. And he writes the Akhara of Meir Parsos. Zafti Beis Imi, again, this is in 1783. Cheder Horosi, Ki Yodum Mufusum Lakol, Misaneshi, Bechol Asher Isana Ovi. That's a lashon from Sefer Melachim again. Melachim Aleph, Perek Beis, Pasuk, Chav Zayin. Just like Rabbi Pavlovitz, the Sam Sefer always cited Sukkim from Tanakh. Everywhere. You can't read a tshuva of his without knowing Tanakh. You need a concordance in front of you, and you won't understand parts of the tshuva unless you know what the sukkah mean. And he likes to cite from Eov, where you have to do a little research just to find out what the words mean. So he said, that's a pasuk in Tanakh. It really means, I suffered all the sufferings of my Rebbe. Whatever my Rebbe suffered, I suffered. I wasn't present at his deathbed. I couldn't cry at his grave. He would have been like Elisha and Eliyahu. If I had been present at his bed, I would have gotten twice his ability. Kamamar Elio Elisha Imtira Osi Lukach, if you'll be at my deathbed, then you'll get your wish. Nebuch, I wasn't there. I'll just read a few more lines, and the rest you read on your own. It's homework. Column on the left. Hine b'mos tamidi chachomim yukach musa haskel im barozim doflo shal heves ayasu ezove tir. It's a famous lashon in the Gemara. Ordinarily says when someone dies, so we all learn a lesson. What's the lesson? The lesson is that we're next. We're all going to die. And if a tzaddik dies, so madoch a tzaddik dies for some small chet that he did. Imagine what our fate is going to be, and we're not tzaddikim. That's some sofer saying that's ordinarily the case when someone dies. Makos baruch medaknik al tzaddikov al avero kalosh ose. Ma nasa anachnu hanishorim. That's the Musar Haskia that we learn every time we hear about a gadol who dies. Ma nasa anachnu hanishorim aleim avon umirma. Hinei kol zeh b'misha yitzu yirbo shemeis b'peto. So some sofer cited many, many passages here. That's talking about somebody who dies from a chet. We know ordinarily people die because of their faith. Misha gia lichlal tachlis hachasidus. Notice the word chasidus. First line in the other column, the first thing he called his Rebbe was a chassid. Misha gia lichlal tachlis hachasidus haprishus. But my Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, had no chatoim at all. V'lo ki chasidei hasman chasidus. And if you laugh, you understand exactly what it's amazing. We'll see. Loke Chasidei Hazman Chasidei. Ki Im Kora Vishana, my Rebbe learned Torah, Tanakh, he learned Mishnayis, he learned Gemara, Vishana the Talmidim, the Chol Roz Lawanas, like there's nothing my Rebbe didn't know. The whole Sharia Torah Psuchim Lefonov, of Lashem Velabrios. Go there, Gidrei HaTorah, Moshe Nafsho, Aleich Yodua, Kamba Tiltulim, Mistaltel, Kamba Tzoros, Uproos, Ovu, Rosho, Kamba Ribo, Zehuvim, Pazar, Al-Os, Achav, Shotor, Shalom, Yizbatel. He spent every penny he had. He gave every money that he had to Tzedakah. He gave money for people to do mitzvahs. In Keiman, Nomar, V'chizeh, Meis, V'chetel. I wouldn't say, but my Rebbe died because of the chet. He didn't die because of the chet. So the question is, so what's the Musar Haskel? What am I supposed to learn from her that when my Rebbe dies? That's what this part of the drush is about. Okay, my nomar kizeh meis bechetel shalohishlum shonu b'avonisin rabim v'alo mishmua roa lo yira nochol nibo batuach b'ashem kasher ra'isi. And he reads all sorts of proofs that his Rebbe never did a chet and was only did wonderful things. And we're left, we'll go to the last lines at the bottom, four or five lines from the bottom. Ein zeh kiyin avonoseinu. Someone who saw him, he died because of our sins, not because of his sins. Ein zekiyim avonoseinu, someone who saw him, ve'enov v'Yisrael v'nishkevo v'voshteinu, v'tchaseinu klimioseinu, eicho vadnu giboreinu, how we lost our Rebbe, oilu svilo she'odva kabarnito, oilu dor she'obad harnosa. Now, you might think when he was referring to that, you know, Chassid Gadol, he just meant other pious Jews. He didn't mean other pious Jews. Some Sofer lived in the 19th century. He died in 1839. Born in 1762. He already indicated in 1806 he becomes the Gadol Hador by becoming Rabbi of Pressburg, one of the great cities today, Slovakia, the capital of Slovakia. And he was faced with the reform movement. He was faced with Haskalah. He had to confront modernity. One of the first Rabbonim to have to confront modernity in many different ways. And it's during his lifetime that the first Hasidim come to Hungary. Remember, he was in Pressburg, which is the capital city, and becomes the major city of all Hungarian Jewry. All his Talmidim and Talmidim become Rabbonim everywhere in towns all over Hungary. We go to passage 3, and now you'll begin to see what his problem was with Hasidus. Here you have a letter to the Yismach Moshe. It's an incredible letter. We have two letters preserved of the Chassam Sofer, a letter from the Gadol Hador to the head of the Hasidim in all of Hungary, the Yismach Moshe, Moshe Teitelbaum, one of the great Hasidish Rabbanim, Talmud of the Chozev Lublin, who leaves Galicia and moves to Hungary in 1808 and starts with a small group of Hasidim in Uhay, eastern part of what today is Hungary, and Hasidim keep growing, and suddenly there's a confrontation, as it were, between Hasidus and the Chasam Sofer, who is an Ashkenazi, is the head of the Ashkenazim, no Chochmas, we follow all the Rishonim and all the Achronim, everything that was ever done by all the great Hasidic Ashkenaz, and he knows the Maril, and he knows all the famous Poskin in Dor Achador in Germany, his Rebbe in Frankfurt, aside from Nelson Adler's, of course, the Haflah, and the Chasam Sofer is a Posek. Chasam Sofer knows Shulchan Aruch backwards and forwards. He knows the Torah backwards and forwards. He knows everything. You can't pull a fast one on the Chasam Sofer. You're not going to change him. All of a sudden, the davening nusach sfarad in the neighborhood near him. Big problem. So he must have said something. We don't have the what happened before this letter, but it's clear from the letter that Chasam Sofer himself says, I understand that rumors reached you that I somehow said something perhaps negative about Hasidus. So here we read a letter. We're going to start reading the letter. So this is Tshuva Kuf Tzadi Zayin, or Chayim. Letter is dated. The letter was sent in 1818. First letter that we have, the second letter is many years later, but this is 1818, a letter to the Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe was almost an exact contemporary of the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer was born 1762, the Yismach Moshe was born 1759, Chasam Sofer died 1839, the Yismach Moshe died 1841. And he was the first Hasidic Rebbe in Hungary. Tzadik Katomar, the top of the Tzadik Katomar, beautiful. Yismach Moshe was Moshe Teitelbaum. Baum means a tree. It means a tamar. So he says, Tzadik Katomar, Yifrach Kashoshana, you are the Tzadik Katomar, you are a Moshe Teitelbaum. Then you continue to flourish like a lily. Ba'od Kaposo Ranona, Tochel Shona, Bibikas, Kedem Ma'ona, play on the words at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Velon Sishkon, Olav, Anona, Halohu, Harav, Hagona, Mefursim, Karukas, Habosim, Gan, Hadasin, Nei Yisrael, Omar Yemini, Patish Echoza, Kvod, Kudu Hashem, Tarosa, Moreno, Moshe Tamar, Moshe Teitelbaum, Moshe Tamar, Nero Yoyer, Ob Bezdin, Reish Mesifte, Nekilo Kedosha, Uhe, Yaakov, Mishkino Secha, Uhe is spelled Aleph Vav He, Ayin Lamed, but if you could play on it and say, instead of Uhe, Ohel, so Ohel, Mishkino Secha, Yaakov, Mishkino Secha, Yisrael. Beautiful opening to, he's writing to the Rebbe. Right, and now we're going to pick up on this left column just to save time. We're going to read one short passage. On your own, you can read the whole passage. We are on the left column, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Maybe I put a bracket here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I won't hide the truth. I regularly say the following. Margul b'fumi ki kol ha'omer l'halocha b'shulchan aruch hi torah nesuna l'chol Yisrael b'shavah. Beautiful passage, and never forget this passage. What does the Chasam Sofer say? I always say that Kol HaTorah Kol Shulchan Aruch, that's given to every Jew. Every Jew equally has a share in the Shulchan Aruch and has to follow the rules and regulations of the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'ein bodeg b'mo'adov. That's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. If you don't know the pasuk, you won't understand what he's saying, right? But there are no exceptions, that's what it means. No exceptions. Every Jew follows the regulations, is obligated to follow the regulations of Shulchan Aruch. Ochein mi she'ein lo elo Torah, hafilu Torah imo. It's a famous Gemara in Yavamas. Look at the context, how he's using it. If you only have the Shulchan Aruch, if you follow the letter of the law, everywhere in the Shulchan Aruch, Chasam Sofer says, hafilu Torah imo. Ki zeh Na'ase mitzvah saloshim ilumada, because it becomes a habit. Every day you put on tefillin, you go put on tefillin the same way. You don't think about it, you just put the tefillin on. Every day you put your talis on, you put your talis on. Every day you daven, you say the same tefillin again and again and again. You daven, and so on. Mitzvah hanoshim ulumodo. It's habitual practice. You're not saying it with the right kavana. You're not preparing beforehand how you should be mispalo before Hashem, and so on. V'od lebonim yodia. Every father teaches his children, this is what you have to do. This is how you put on tefillin. This is how you open a siddur. This is how you daven. This is how you learn chumash, how you learn gemara. Okay, kol hamis chasei. Notice the root ches samach dalid. Okay, kol hamis chasei demkono nikar b'malolov ma belibo bode l'shem Hashem. How do you become a chassid? A chassid is somebody who you can judge and see that he's spiritually on a different plane. He is always thinking about how is my action relating to what God requires. Sometimes it'll be chumrut. Sometimes he'll take upon himself, I'm not going to eat certain kinds of foods because I'm not sure what bracha to make on it, or whatever it may be. Those are all chumras. No two Jews can be mischaseid in the same way. Because you want to be mischaseid. You want to serve God in a certain way. It can only be in a way that resonates to you. You can't just copy what somebody else is saying. No two Jews have the same avas Hashem. All Jews are different. This is a famous pasuk in Amos. That you, the Israelites, are like Cushites to me. So, achrak mishunu ba'oro. But play on the pasuk where it's talking about the black skin. So it's oro. I ain't vavresh. But some Tovah said the difference between Jews is not the color of their skin. The difference between Jews is their spirituality. Their or. But all Jews are members of one community. If you take all Jews and make them all do the same act of chesed, the same chesedus, right? Make a law, everybody has to daven nusach sfar. Echod l'kulam, in kein hi gufei nase chok l'Yisrael u'mitzvah sanoshim. It's back to mitzvah sanoshim. There can't be a universal chassidus, as the Sam Sofer. Acts of chassidus relate to the person himself. Every Jewish and every individual has his own act of chassidus. Zehi Efshar. We can't have everybody, you know, we will lay down the law, everybody has to do this act of chassidus. So then it's not an act of chassidus anymore. He understands. V'lechein Rishi Rabosai Hagon HaFlo. My Rebbe was a great Mekubal, the HaFlo. Umariya Chosid Shevikahuna, notice the word Chosid. Umariya Chosid Shevikahuna, of course, is Rav Nosson Adler. Rav Nosson Adler is that self. Hagon, Rav Zalman Chosid. Shalom Shichu Edo, they never had people who followed them exactly with their practices, with their Chosidus. Meir Ani Alay Shem Yomai Lo Shamati Mipitoshi Yisrael Hanal Sefer HaZohar Yotzi Mipikotcham Bishum Drush. They learned Zohar Yom Malayla, each one of them. They were all great Chosidim in their own way. But they didn't say everybody has to follow my practice. Todos le'el yizbarach. Thank you, Hashem. Lo zozo yodi mitok yodam. I, my hand, never left them. My rebbes. I followed my rebbes in everything that they did. Lo chosarti mehem. Baruch Hashem. I know how to learn too. Todos le'el yizbarach. Talmideim ein peretz. And thank God, all of their talmidim are wonderful Jews. Umikol makom ein echod dome l'chaveiro. Not one of the Talmidim of any of these great Gedolim is the same as the other Talmidim. Zel Mashemargala Vafuni. That's what I like to say all the time. He's writing this to the Yitzchak Moshe. It's amazing, amazing words. Then you can go on and read the rest of it. Here you have the second letter from the... And everything that I said till now sets the table for reading this next shuva, but we don't have the time to read. We'll look at the last lines on page 4, the last two lines, I'll be okay with that. Some Sofer says, Kol ma shenimsa b'shas bavli b'yerushalmi u'midrashayhem. Kol ma shelo nimsa b'shas bavli b'yerushalmi u'midrashayhem. Eino da mechuyev l'hamino v'hama minyan. Every Jew has to follow what it says in Shas, and every Jew has to follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. But if it's not in Shas, if it's not in Bavli and Yerushalmi, and it's not now in Midrashim, Ein Oda Mechuyev L'Amino, no one is obligated to believe it. But if you want to, if that's going to be your Chassidus, wonderful. But you have to decide to do that by yourself. That's what we have to do. That's his closing line. Anyway, in sum, I just want to say that the notion that every Jew has a unique contribution to make to the Jewish community at large is perhaps best captured in a brief Dvar Torah, which I saw in one sefer ascribed to the Chassam Sofer. I must tell you that I've never found it anywhere in the writings of the Chassam Sofer, so I'm not sure whether he really said it or not. But the person who really said it, without question, is the Chidor, Rechaim Yosef Dov Azulai, in his Perush Chas Deyavos on the Sechas. And it's a beautiful part, and it's possible I heard this from Rabbi Polkowitz, I'm not sure. Rabbi Dosai, Rabbi Yanaim, Yishum, Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kolo Shocheach, Dover, Echod, Nimishnoso, Malo, Vakosu, Kivu, Mishai, Venash. Very difficult Mishnah of us. It says that somebody who forgets his Mishnah, his teaching, when he forgets even one teaching, it's as if you're guilty of a capital offense. The Mishnah itself is very upset with this formulation. The Mishnah goes on to ask, "Hayitokaina? Yochel afilu tokhol of Mishnah?" So we all forget. You mean if somebody forgets, it's as if he's guilty of a capital offense? How could that possibly be? So the Mishnah answers and says, "No, what we really mean is if you deliberately you cause yourself to forget, then you're it's as if you're guilty of a capital offense." What is that first line of the Mishnah? Mishnayis, which is very clear. And the Chidor, Chaim Yosef Dover Azulai, lived in mostly in the 18th century. Chidor writes beautifully, and he says, we all know from all sorts of passages that every Jew has a share in Torah. Every Jew has an oath in the Torah. Everyone in this room has an oath in the Torah. We all have, as a matter of fact, not only an oath in the Torah, but we have a whole Dvar Torah that uniquely belongs to us. Nobody, the Vilna Gaon can't say the Dvar Torah that's reserved for you. We all have Torah that's reserved for us. And that's why there's so many osios in the Torah connected to the Shamos, there were Har Sinai, and so on and so forth. There's lots of Torah regarding this issue. But every Jew is unique. Every Jew has a unique contribution to make, and indeed at least one that only he or she can make and nobody else can. And what the Mishnah teaches us, says the Chidor, is look what the Mishnah says. It doesn't say Kol HaShocheach Dover Echod Min Mishnah. It doesn't say somebody forgets a Mishnah. It doesn't say somebody forgets a Gemara. It says Kol HaShocheach Dover Echod Min Mishnah. So, if somebody forgets his Mishnah or her Mishnah, if somebody forgets what their goal in life is, what their unique contribution to Yiddishkeit is, and only they can make that unique contribution, that person never malo lavakosu kilu misayin. That's what you created for. You were created because you have one Dvar Torah that's reserved for you, and you blew it. So, the Chassam Sofer, in sum, no two Jews are the same. Every Jew is unique.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.